Members of the House and Senate began meeting Monday to come to some compromise over their two versions of the 2016 budget. Even though it's a tight budget year, the two chambers were actually fairly close in the budgets they approved separately and now have only small changes to negotiate. The House and Senate each passed their respective budgets last week and have now appointed 14 legislators to work through the areas where the houses don't agree. Higher education is one of those areas. In his proposed budget handed to lawmakers in January, Governor Tomlin cut higher education across the board by nearly 1.5%. Members of the House, however, have taken a special interest in the state's community and technical college system, restoring the more than $1.5 million in funding to all but one CTC in the state. Delegate Eric Nelson is the House's finance chair.
We have a lot of need in our community and technical colleges right now, especially with the growth in certain areas like the oil and gas in the middle part of the state and up north, as well as in the Blue Ridge area and the Eastern Panhandle in needs with increased enrollment. So we just felt that we were putting money back to where it was to have the biggest return going forward.
The Senate has a similar position, investing in an area where the state will see a return in the future. For Senate Finance Chair Mike Hall, that investment is in the state police and their forensics lab. The Senate's budget increases funding for the state police by $6 million in fiscal year 2016, partially for their forensics crime lab. Hall says he and Senate President Bill Cole visited the lab and, because of staffing shortages, saw firsthand the backlog of cases they have, which can lead to higher costs for counties.
The problem there is that if somebody's stuck in a regional jail and they're waiting for their, and they're a pretty bad guy or girl or whatever, if they're kept there waiting for their trial and their trial is delayed and delayed and delayed, the counties are paying literally, the speculation was millions of dollars. On the low end, $13 million. On the high end, $25, $30, $40 million of regional jail costs that if these things were done quickly, you'd save a lot of money for the county. So this $6 million is not just throwing money at to the wind. There's a significant return on investment for our counties.
During the first budget conference committee meeting yesterday, the 14 members came to an agreement on one area of difference: purse funds. Both the horse and dog racing industries have separate purse funds they use to pay winnings. This year, members of the House took $2 million from the purse funds and directed them toward the general revenue budget, while the Senate took only $1 million for Medicaid. In the end, the group compromised, and now $2 million in purse funds will go toward Medicaid next year, on top of the millions of other state and federal dollars appropriated to the service. There are still some other differences between the two budgets. Delegates have passed a bill taking about $21 million from the rainy day fund, while senators needed around $27 million to balance their proposed budget. Governor Tomlin used $15 million from the one-time reserve for his 2016 budget, but says he will be working with lawmakers during the week to keep the number below $30 million. In the end, Senator Hall says few of the current totals, if any, will stay exactly as they are.
When the House and Senate put budgets together, they don't necessarily tend to hold firm. They put numbers in there to probably know they're going to negotiate when you get there to create a position.
Over the next few days, the Budget Conference Committee will meet in subgroups made up of four or so members, focusing on health, education, infrastructure, and other funding areas. They'll negotiate an agreement, and the full legislature is expected to vote on the final budget Wednesday. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.